Hey, 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 and welcome back to another episode of the Dear Growing Women podcast. I am always super excited, but I'm extremely grateful. This week I have a new guest, but let's talk about last week's podcast. Did it gather your edges? It gathered mine. And I hope that you shared it with someone in your village, someone who is special to you that you want to see grow as well. So it brings me down to my guest today. I have a dear friend of mine, Maria. She is here with us today, and I'm super excited just about what the Lord is going to say today. One thing about Maria, she's strong, and even in moments where she doesn't feel like she is, she's strong, but she's also just very authentic. And finding authentic people, it can be hard, but I love every bit of who she is, and I'm just excited. So give it up for Maria.
Hey, everyone.
How are you?
A little nervous, but I'm good.
Well, I'm glad you're here. Don't be nervous. This is a community of women who are women and men, because I have some men listeners too.
Yeah.
But it's a community of people willing to and ready to grow. So I'm excited. So I gave Maria a topic several weeks back about trusting God in the darkness. I'll let her share a little bit of her story if she chooses to, but I just want her to kind of speak to that. So Maria, trusting God in the darkness, what does that mean for you?
It means several different things to me. I think one of the first things that comes up to mind is trusting God in the unknown. Unknown can often feel dark. You don't know where you're going. It feels like you don't really have much direction. Even though the Holy Spirit, right, is giving you direction, they're just sometimes there, you don't know really which way to go at times. And so trusting God in the darkness, I think, often reminds me of just believing and understanding and knowing that God is still God.
Yeah. Yeah.
In the unknown places.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. I like how you equated unknown and darkness. Why do you think, because I know I have a difficult time in the space of the unknown. What is it about the unknown that just makes us like totally sometimes forget the God we serve? Like, what is it about the unknown?
I think oftentimes I'll speak for myself when I make the unknown about me and thinking that I have to do everything, thinking that I have to piece the entire puzzle together myself, by myself. So when I take God out of the equation, when I take the people that he's placed in my life as part of not being part of that story building, it can be hard. It can be really hard to navigate through the unknown. I hope that answered the question.
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
And I do think that when you focus on yourself, your own abilities, your own, and when you don't see that you have the skill set or the resources to do something that is greater than what you have in your power to do, that can be jarring almost. So I love how you saying, like, you took God out of the equation. Like, at what point do you realize, because sometimes we realize we took God out of the equation and it has been a minute, you know, since it has occurred. Like, what is that moment like when you recognize, like, okay, God, I need you in this.
What is that moment like? Deep breaths. I just feel like I'm able to breathe easy.
Mm-hmm.
There's a scripture that God gave me. He made very plain to me when I stepped into a major unknown of moving to Charlotte with literally no other direction but just a city and a state and a time.
Mm-hmm.
And the scripture he gave me was Ruth 3:11. Don't you worry about a thing, my daughter. And the second part of the verse, I'm paraphrasing because I don't know exactly, but I believe it says, don't you worry about a thing, my daughter, because the townspeople know that you are a virtuous woman. They are mindful of you. I didn't know what that meant. And it's like full circle because you all are here, and it makes me, it reminds me, you know, that there are people that are going to be mindful of me that I didn't even know or was aware of that was going to be part of my life, you know? And so in many unknown moments that I've had in the almost year that I've been here, it gets really, it feels really dark. It feels really difficult.
Mm-hmm.
But when God brings Ruth 3:11 to mind, and he brings it often, when he does, it's like, oh yeah, don't you worry about a thing. So it's a moment of like breathing easy again. That's the best way I can describe it.
It's like almost you're aligned back to the word that he spoke over you.
Yep.
love that. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we're going to have to go and study Ruth, folks. My daughter, don't you worry about a thing.
Yes.
Yes. I'm excited about that for you. And then I'm excited about... just being in a space, and I can speak for myself, being in a space to be open to receive the townspeople.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that takes a lot to not allow your experiences to keep you out of that and keep you from allowing that, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
And how has it been allowing the townspeople to come and care for you?
It's really, it's beautiful and it's hard at the same time. Mm-hmm. It's really hard. When you have struggled with a lot of shame, and when you still at times struggle with shame, it's hard to receive the townspeople. Mm-hmm. It's hard to receive anything that the townspeople want to even help you with. The love that they want to extend to you, not realizing that that's God's love.
Mm-hmm.
Like God is extending himself through these hands.
Mm.
And so when I have allowed myself to get comfortable in the space of shame and not receive that love, I'm cutting myself off from the love of the Lord, the love of Jesus. And that's really eye-opening when he reminds me of those things, you know. It's like, okay, yes. It's not just through your word. It's not just through my intimate time with you and worship, because I love being at home by myself and worshiping and being with God. But when I'm with the community of so far just women that he's put in my life, it's so freeing when I get out of my head and when I don't allow shame to have a chokehold over me and I can receive that love. It's so beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
So if you had to talk to someone who is facing the unknown or the darkness right now, what would you say to them?
Just take a moment to breathe with yourself. That might sound a little weird, but it just makes sense to me right now. Just breathe in that space. God knows how you feel. He knows exactly what's going on in your mind. Just allow him in. Be tender to yourself. And if you don't know what that looks like, read that in scripture. Ruth 3:11 is a great place to start. Don't you worry about a thing. What does that mean? Nothing. You don't have to worry about anything.
Yes. all of that. So if you are in a dark space, just think about all that she has said. So Maria, what is next for you?
Getting a move on creating. God has shown me so much. He's given me a lot of vision of things, really exciting and scary things. But he is calling me to really dig into that creative space. So what's next for me is to take what I have journaled, to take what I have spoken out, and to put it to work, to begin working those things, and also to share these things with the women that he has placed in my life, so that I could be accountable in the work, in the creating of what God is molding in this season for me.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes there's a fear, and I think that we need to use wisdom in sharing certain dreams and visions that God gives us, right? We don't just share it with anyone, but I believe that it's time for me specifically to be able to share certain things that God has placed on my life for accountability's sake. And to know that I'm not crazy. Like, this is doable. This can happen. If God said it, it can happen. So, yeah.
It definitely can. And I'm excited about all of the creative things because Maria, she does all the things. She can bake. She can dance. She can sing. She does all the things. And so I can't wait to see how all of you unfold in the purpose of God. Yeah. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
So just like we do every single episode, we end the episode in prayer. Would you mind leading us in prayer?
Yes, yes. Heavenly Father, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for breathing in us, Lord God. Thank you for breathing your peace, Lord God, that transcends any other understanding, Lord God, that we may or may not have, Lord God. Thank you, God, for just breathing into us, Lord God. I pray for every woman and man that hears this message that they are reminded that they literally do not have to worry about a thing. Son, daughter, do not have to worry about a thing because there are people in your corner. And most importantly, there's a Father who loves you tremendously, deeply, completely, fully, and sees you exactly for who you are. So we just say thank you, God. We just say thank you, Lord, that you are with us. You never leave us, Lord God. We are expectant for everything that you are going to show us. And we just say thank you for your love. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.